Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Irwin, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Impact, Leadership Changes Everything. That's his third book, soon to be not the new one, because he got a new one coming out. You know the title of the new one, Tim?
Still working on it.
All right.
We're going to argue that with the publisher soon, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I like about having my own publishing company. I don't have to argue with anybody about my titles.
Well, you're exactly right. You can win that argument every time.
I've already won. Hey, Tim, we're talking about leadership, folks. We're talking about leadership transformation, how to transform people who are followers into leaders, and how to get them to become more engaged. And Tim told us in the last segment the best way to do that, to get them engaged, one of the ways is to affirm them, right, Tim, and on in their roles and as human beings, right?
Well, Jim, that's exactly right. But here's the big thing: when harsh criticism hooks into this part of the brain that's clumsy, in other words, it's not. And the skills that we need in today's workplace are these higher order skills,
mm-hmm.
and the way you access that is the prefrontal cortex. And so what happens is when you affirm somebody, you connect with the prefrontal cortex. When you criticize somebody, when you criticize them harshly, particularly, you push somebody down into that clumsy, primitive part of the brain.
And now both of you are there, right? Now both of you are in the clumsy, critical part of the...
Exactly.
You're both fighting it out like a couple of Komodo dragons or something.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Instead of being more cerebral and having a discussion about them. I want to ask you a question. Engagement is a big deal. You talk about it. A lot of my other Brain Trust members talk about it. I like to ask folks like you, when we have millennials working for us, and I have them working for me. I've hired a bunch of them over the years. And I always like to say right up front, they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. And I really do believe that. I've gotten to know a bunch of them, and I think I'm qualified to say this. They're probably the best people we've ever raised. However, they look at the world differently than we do. One of the things that they look at the world differently about is they expect to work for a whole bunch of different jobs before they retire. And so if they come to work for you knowing they're not going to be there very long, knowing they're not going to be there 10 or 20 years, how do you engage that kind of a person?
Well, let me say this. When you affirm somebody, you can do this in several different ways. You can talk about, hey, you have nice shoes, or hey, you did a good job leading that meeting. Or thirdly, you can say, wow, you have really demonstrated integrity. In other words, your goal is to be a strong contributor here, and you really made a huge difference. That's what millennials want to hear. In other words, they want to know they made a difference.
But what if they didn't make a difference? How do you... Here is something, and I'm going to offer a little tough love for millennials right here. They don't care for being corrected, or they don't like the level stare conversations that managers sometimes have to have with employees who've messed up. They're not comfortable with that. How do we deal with that?
Well, that's a great question, because I mean, we don't do things perfectly, and we need some redirecting, if you will. But I think what people need to hear, and millennials need to hear this particularly, is that down deep, I'm fundamentally for you. I want you to be successful. I want you to achieve your life goal. I want your life purpose. I want you to make a difference. Here's some things that will help you do that. You know, one of the terms I'd like to ban, in fact, can I declare a worldwide ban on your radio program?
Yes, you can. As long as it's not a word that I love to use. So.
Well, I don't know. It's the phrase constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
When you know, you hear somebody say, well, I want to give you some constructive criticism. Well, that's a euphemism for I'm about to lay you out and tell
that's
you all
like,
the...
That's like saying I love you. That's like saying I love you, but.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think what we do is we affirm millennials that they want to make a difference, and we say, look, in order to do that, let me give you some feedback about how you can do this better. And what that does is if we can avoid engaging the amygdala, this primitive part of the brain, mm-hmm. we circumvent it, and we begin to feed a part of the brain that really does reach those higher order skills. And I find when you do that with millennials, they light up. They right. they appreciate that. They value that.
They need that. They don't just like it. They need it maybe more than any other generation. But I will tell you, if you're leading millennials and you're having to, you know, to make corrections, to, as you say, redirect them, whatever you want to call it, you have to think about it, because they're trying to get out of the room as fast as they can when you're bringing anything up that they've messed up on.
I think that's true. However, I find millennials can hear a lot of things as long as they know that you're for them.
Right.
In other words, if they sense that you're not just grinding an axe, you're not just venting your frustration, that's one thing. But if they sense that, hey, you're really trying to help me, you value my life purpose, you value my career goals.
But that process, Tim, I agree with you 100%. But that process is a different conversation than if you were having it with an older generation, person of an older generation.
There's no question.
I need your website, Tim.
DrTimErwin.com. And, Jim, I'm doing a lot of speaking now, so if people need a speaker for their event, go to DrTimErwin.com.
And we're expecting you to launch your new book on the show like you have all the others.
Next year.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Tim Erwin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.